Yo, it's your host with the most, XP, and I'm back again, live via from the bed, laying down, clutching my pillow, because I'm not gonna lie with you, I'm kind of scared. I don't even want to go to sleep right now, to be honest. I just got done watching that Jeffrey Dahmer series, and it's kind of disturbing. I mean, growing up, I heard and knew what he did, and I was disturbed back then. And I just guess, I ain't gonna say fucking guess, I can say that it's fucking even disturbing now that they even will put that out on Netflix. I can honestly say Evan Peters did a great fucking job at portraying Dahmer, especially the voice. He got that down really, really good. But I just feel like he's gonna need like some intense therapy, take a break from acting, because yo, how could you not fucking lose your mind portraying that psycho Dahmer? Like what the fuck is going on here? Like, it was just a very disturbing series, and I can't believe people are, you know what I'm saying, excited about this shit, and just fucking kids are planning to fucking dress up as Dahmer for Halloween, and you got adults dressing up as Dahmer. Like, what the fuck? Like, did you forget that this man is a serial killer? He killed 17 people. He ate their body parts. My man literally went shopping for them. You know what I'm saying? He stalked his prey. He invited them over. He proceeded to drug them. And then he dismembered them. Like, this was real people. Like, I just don't understand what's going on with society. Like, I guess it's okay because it's not your family members that's fucking becoming a 5-course meal right now or something, that, I don't know, you have to glorify this or something. I can never understand. I don't know. This world is fucking crazy. It's ridiculous. But I don't understand. I don't know what the fuck I would even do even if I was in that situation. Like, the guy was like, yeah, you know, do you wanna, you know, come in my place, kick back and you know, watch a movie, you know? I'm just like, yo, and they was falling for this? Oh my, I was like, yo, this is no way. Like, he has killed 17 people. Chopped their heads off, kept them as souvenirs, chopped their dicks off, put a couple in the freezer. Like, yo, like, this man was literally the devil himself, Satan. Fuck that. That was just Satan, man. Just wilding the fuck out at this point. It's just ridiculous, yo. I don't know. And you know what's crazy thing too is, I've been hearing a lot of dudes out here, yo, in these streets, yo, like, be saying, like, yo, you know, man, yo, bro, you know what I'm saying, man? If it was me and down my house, bro, I'd knock him across his head. Yeah. You know, I hit him with an uppercut, you know, smooth toothpaste. You know, I knock Dahmer's toupee off. Knocked his glasses off. I've been hearing this from a lot of men, like maybe 80% of men out here, and I'm just like, oh, I didn't know you was gay. Oh, okay, I didn't know you was gay. It's okay, you know, it's 2022. No, what you mean, bro? What you mean? I mean, you said if he was in, you know, Dahmer's house, like, why would you be in his house in the first place? You know what I'm saying? If he wasn't you know what I'm saying, fruity tootie. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that caught me off guard. I was like, yeah, there's no way. But if I was gay and I was in Dahmer's house, I don't know what the fuck I would do. I'd probably be crying like a bitch, you know, crying to God. Oh my God, nah, man, no, don't kill me, bro. Yo, I'm just about to go play the lottery in a couple of days, bro, and I felt like I was gonna win and shit. Don't kill me, Dahmer. Fuck. Yo, Dahmer, bro, I like your glasses, bro. Them the new retros. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, your pad is awesome. Yeah, I love your place. Your bedroom is so. Dahmer, please don't kill me, bro. Listen, bro. Listen. We can make a deal. Listen, bro. If you let me out of here, bro, you know what I'm saying? I can, you know. We can make some money, Dahmer. Like, come on, bro. Don't kill me, bro. You know, I can get you a nice, decent job. You know what I'm saying? Put you in the firm. You know, help you. You know, you can help people do their taxes. Come on, bro. You don't need to be eating people, bro. Come on, bro. I know dark meat is the best meat, but not this dark meat, damn it. I don't know, bro. I would be pleading for my life. But ultimately, I'm a shorty. I call myself a shorty because I'm short. But ultimately, I know my ass would have been a filet meal. I've been a Negro filet. That would be on the menu that night on Dahmer's plate. I'd be Negro filet. He'll put a fucking apple in my mouth and roast me. Imagine an apple in my mouth, buns in the air, roasted. He would set the oven to 350 degrees. Leave me in there about, I would say, 3 hours because I'm a whole human being, and take me out the oven and put the thermometer in. Should go about to 175 degrees. Well, 175 Fahrenheit. You know, I'd be served for lunch, dinner, whatever. But nah, besides all that, fuck it. It's crazy. Fucking little series. And from the research I've been doing, even like I said, the family members was pissed. Like, imagine you sitting on your couch about to, you know what I'm saying, having a nice bologna sandwich. Mayonnaise on both sides. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, there's a Jeffrey Dahmer series. And you like, what the fuck is going on? Like, people are fucking, well, family members are fucking just fucked up, yo. I need to be getting paid for this shit. Netflix need to be paying them family members. Yes, I said it live. And yes, I'm keeping it real. They should get paid because if any of your family members or my family members got eaten and it was fucking put out on Netflix, you need to throw me some bread, my boy. Like, I had to go through this depression, this trauma. One of my family members getting fucking barbecued. And you got the fucking nerve to put that out and make me relive it again? Fuck no. Absolutely not. I would not stand for this. But yeah, like, Jeffrey Dahmer was a weird dude anyway, bro. He's a fucking weirdo. I'm sorry to say it, but he was. There's no saving him. His father was a fucking idiot. Come on, bro. Why would you even, you know what I'm saying, join your son activities into, like, picking up roadkill and dissecting it? Like, oh, you know, I thought it was innocent. Nah, yeah. I would have called a psychiatric ward right then and there if I seen my son. Mind you, I don't have kids, but if I had a son and I seen him playing with dead animals, I'm like, oh yeah, hell yeah, it's time. Yes, yes, we need to go to therapy. Yes, these are signs. And it's crazy because it says in many documentaries of, like, really crazy serial killers, they start off small animals and breaking their necks and stabbing them and open them up to making their way up the food chain, you know, to human fucking beings, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Ah, man. One of the victims that got me was the 14-year-old kid. Like, the cops dropped the ball on that one. I'm sorry. Like, how can you not see that the fucking kid was 14? I even looked at the picture of the victim, and you can obviously tell the fucking kid is a minor. They just didn't, those two fucking dick bags didn't want to deal with that because they was homophobic. Yes, I said it. Yes, the president, if you fucking listening. Yes, Biden, Sleepy Joe, I said it. Those fucking assholes was homophobic. They didn't want to deal with that shit. And they just left it be. And then Dahmer took him back up to his apartment and proceeded to fucking dismember him. It's crazy. Shit could have been prevented, yo. Like, yeah, I would say justice was not served by giving him life. He should have got the fucking electric chair. They should have brought out the guillotine. You know what I'm saying? Guillotine or whatever you call it. They should have just fucking chopped his head off. Because if it was a black man, if it was a black man eating white people, but no offense, you guys, you know, y'all not very seasoned. So if it was a black guy eating black people, they were fucking, the whole neighborhood would fucking come together and just execute this man on spot. Or the justice system would fucking, like, fucking destroy him in, like, I think he wouldn't even make it to court. I think they would just fucking put him in some automatic driving van, you know what I'm saying, and just blow the bitch up, you know what I'm saying, and say it was an accident or some shit, you know what I'm saying? So, no fucking way, you know what I'm saying? But since it was a white guy, and don't worry, white people, I love you, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make the fucking great fucking, y'all make some banging ass mayonnaise sandwiches, and you just, I don't know, your hors d'oeuvres is very fucking delicious. But it's just Dahmer, man. It's just fucking idiot, yo. It's like, I hope he's in hell, but yo, I don't know if he is in heaven, because if y'all did watch the episode or even watch the documentaries, he gave his life to God, he got baptized, and when you confess God of your sins and stuff, and you truly 100% connect with God, you can absolutely go to heaven. But I'm really praying that Dahmer's not up there, bro, because don't let me be up there and he's up there. I know he's in hell. It's like, no way. It's no way, bro. No way. No way the good Lord could even look past that. You know what I'm saying? So, it was just ridiculous, yo. Justice system is always fucked up, man. Justice system is rigged any fucking way. Any fucking state. So, it's just wild, bro. But I better not see no motherfucking kids coming to my crib dressed as fucking Dahmer. I'm calling the fucking cops or something. Cause even Lil Boosie said the same shit. He said, if you come to my fucking house dressed as Dahmer, you ain't getting no fucking candy. And I respect that. Because you should not glorify a fucking serial killer. And there's people that's fascinated with the shit. Fucking jerk off to the shit. You know, they use Jergens and some baby wipes on the side. It's fucking ridiculous. Get the fuck out of here. But the Dahmer shit, it's, I don't know, it's very sickening. I don't like it. I couldn't even fucking stand to watch it. And the photo, yo, don't get me started. Yo, this photo's online, it's linked. There's certain websites that'll let you see the shit. And yo, I was curious. And it was something out of a horror movie. Them actual pictures, something out of a fucking horror movie. He like fucking beheaded some guy and just propped him up, no head. It was fucking crazy. It was fucking ridiculous. But yo, just shoot me your opinions, what you feel about the series, and basically what the fuck would you do if you was, you know what I'm saying, in that situation, or how could you approach it, you know, better? You know, would you fucking blow up Dahmer, or do you think you fucking become a victim and shit if you was in his house and shit? You know what I'm saying? Be honest. But this is your host with the most, XP, and I'm keeping it real and black. I'm out.